Thank you for calling Black Hammer Brewing.
G'day, who are we speaking to?
Grace.
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 You've got Nugget and Al. We're calling from Australia. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very well. So, Grace, we've rung you guys at the Black Hammer Brewing in San Francisco just to get a bit of a sense of how are things going there. Are people a bit stressed out?
Yes, people are very stressed.
So obviously in San Francisco, would we safely say it's probably a bit more of a pro-Democrat, pro-Joe Biden market?
Yeah.
So obviously,
mostly blue area.
State, yeah, so there's some sirens going on there in the background. Is that just one of your patrons or is that some rioting in the street? What's going on?
Neither. That's just normal San Francisco street
noise. So what are you finding with your patrons? Are they coming in? Is there a lot of comfort eating going on at the Black Hammer Brewing Company?
There's a lot of comfort drinking.
Hey, we're Australian. We totally understand. And Grace, you have a wonderful night. Good luck and thanks for joining us today.
No problem. You have a good night too.
Good evening, Manuka Pump.
Hello. It's Nugget and Al calling from Australia. Who are we speaking to?
This is Mario.
Okay, Mario.
How are you, Mario?
Good, thanks.
But how are people feeling in Scranton? How are people feeling in America? Are they drinking more?
Not tonight.
Not tonight?
Seems very quiet.
And what's the general vibe there, mate? Are people nervous? Are they worried about the next couple of days? How are people feeling?
A lot of people are on edge, yes.
And especially, too, because your state of Pennsylvania, it's still one of the states that's up for grabs, isn't it?
That's right.
What's the general feeling in Pennsylvania? Are people, are they pro-Biden? Are they pro-Trump? What's the word you're getting from people?
It depends on what area of Pennsylvania you're from. Right here in this neighborhood, it's probably mostly Biden supporters. But if you go into other areas, there are a lot of Trump supporters.
What's your gut telling you? What are you getting the vibe from people? Do you think Biden's going to get over the line or do you reckon Trump's going to get back in? How are you feeling?
My gut tells me I think Biden's going to pull it off. Mail-in ballots that have not been counted yet, I think once that happens, I think that there's a good chance that Biden can pull it off in Pennsylvania.
Well, hopefully once he does, people head to the Manuka pub and start
Absolutely.
Celebrating.
Enjoy
Scranton,
your evening.
Not only, of course, the birthplace of Joe Biden, but the setting for the greatest TV show of all, the American version of The Office. So well worth getting involved. Hey, Mario, best of luck, mate. Thanks for having a
Thank
chat
you,
to us
Mario.
This afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling Elfin Castle. How may I help you?
Oh, hello. Who are we speaking to?
My name is Mike.
How are you, Mike?
I'm great. Very interesting time over here.
So, mate, you're in the heart of it. As I say, you're just up the road from the White House there on Pennsylvania Avenue. Are a lot of people flocking into the Elephant Castle? Is there a bit more drinking going on in America at the moment?
No, D.C. is a ghost town. Everyone has left the city.
Oh, really? People have got the hell out of Dodge?
Yeah, they boarded up everything and they put a giant wall around the White House.
And so, mate, with everything going on, obviously it's still up in the air. Biden's got a little bit ahead now, but of course the president came out last night and basically just declared that he'd won the election. Are people genuinely worried there's going to be violence?
Yes, absolutely.
So how are you guys faring? Have you had to board up windows and things, or are you soldiering on?
Soldiering on, really the only pain in the ass about it is I have to bring all of our patio furniture inside.
Oh, so it's
kind of turned
a
into a pain in the ass.
See, people don't think about the victims of democracy like Mike.
No.
That's totally unfair.
No.
And mate, what's the general vibe? Obviously it'd be very eerie if everyone's left Washington. Are people feeling confident that Biden's going to get the win? Are they thinking Trump's going to stay in? What's the vibe on the streets?
I think everyone is, wishful thinking. Everyone in the city is hoping to God Biden gets it, and out in the country, I think there's a lot of people who support Trump.
Yeah.
And the thing is, though, mate, if Trump does get back in, it's going to be good for business for you guys, because people are going to start drinking, aren't they?
They're going to drink their mind away, yes.
Well, Mike, good luck there. We'll give you a plug, for all of our Washington listeners.
Yes.
The Elephant Castle on Pennsylvania Avenue.
What a good spot.
Great spot. And if you're there late, help Mike bring the patio furniture in. Mike, good luck over the next few days, and thanks for joining us, mate.
Hey, is this Aussie, man?
Mate, you're talking to two men in Australia, mate.
All right. Thank you so much, guys.